Indeed, he is our strength when we are weak. In all our situations, there is none other than our God, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ himself is our strength. We are continuing our series on the Promise 2K18, the church promise for this year 2018. We have termed it as Promise 2K18. I hope you have the sermon notes by now. If you need a pencil or a pen along with it, please ask the brother who is passing by. He can pass and give it to you. Promise 2K18. It's a promise that we as a church want to claim, and we want to claim individually as well. We want to claim as a family as well. Let us read this verse from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. I picked it up from the New King James Version. You can fill in the blanks after reading this verse together aloud as it is projected here. Please do join me in reading this verse, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10, all together, please. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I'll just give you a few seconds to fill in the blanks. God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. The reason why I asked to write all the three was we have already meditated all these, especially the perfect, establish, and strengthen. And today we are going to focus our attention upon the word strengthen. Let's read this same verse in a different language, in a Telugu language, altogether, please. తన నిత్య మహిమకు క్రీస్తు నందు మేము పిలచిన సర్వకృపానిధియగు దేవుడు కొంచెము కాలము మీరు శ్రమ పడిన పిమ్మట తానే మిమ్మును పూనులుగా చేసి స్థిరపరచి బలపరచును. లెట్స్ రీడ్ దిస్ ఇన్ ఉర్దూ లాంగ్వేజ్. అబ్ ఖుదా జో హర్ తరహ కే ఫజల్ కా చష్మా హై జిస్నే తుమ్కో మసీ మే అప్నే అబాదీ జలాల్ కే లియే బులాయా తుమారే తోరి ముద్దత్ తక్ దుఃఖ ఉఠానే కే బాద్ అబ్ హీ తుమే కామిల్ ఆర్ క్వాయమ్ ఆర్ మజ్బూత్ కరేగా. మే ద లార్డ్ బ్లెస్ ద రీడింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వర్డ్. లెట్స్ లుక్ టు ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ ప్రేయర్. ఆర్ గ్రేషియస్ లవింగ్ హెవెన్లీ ఫాదర్, వి థ్యాంక్ యూ దట్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎనేబుల్డ్ అస్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు యువర్ గేట్స్. యు ఆర్ ద డోర్ అండ్ యు హ్యావ్ ఎనేబుల్డ్ అస్ టు ఎంటర్ త్రూ యూ ఇన్ టు యువర్ కోర్ట్స్, ఇన్ టు యువర్ ప్రెజెన్స్, టు బి ఏబుల్ టు వర్షిప్ యూ ఇన్ స్పిరిట్ అండ్ ఇన్ ట్రూత్, బికాస్ యు ఆర్ అవర్ గాడ్, యు ఆర్ అవర్ మేకర్, వి ఆర్ ద షీప్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ పాస్చర్. The Lord is good. We thank you, Father, for everything that you have been for us, Father, each one of us. Lord, as we meditate on your word right now, we have come with different thought processes, different situations we are going through right now in our personal life, in our family life, in various situations, in our spiritual life, in our immigration situation, health-wise. Lord, many, many situations are going on in our lives right now. Lord, may your word speak to each one of us and meet us where we need you to touch us as well. Lord, may the word of God have its full power in order to be able to touch each one of us, Lord. Not my words, but let your words come through me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my rock, my redeemer, and my strength. For we ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So the word that we are going to focus upon today is strength. As I mentioned earlier as well, C.H. Spurgeon, he mentions that there are four sparkling jewels set in a black foil. Four sparkling jewels set in a black foil. The four jewels are perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. Four of them. Perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. The jet black setting is this: after you have suffered a while. After you have suffered a while. That is a black setting on which there are four jewels. So on that background, on that situation that we go through in our lives, suffering a while, he's the one who will go to strengthen us, perfect us, and also establish us and settle us. Who has called us into his eternal glory. The life on this earth is very short-lived compared to the eternal glory that he has promised us. The word, the Greek word, stenos, is a word that is used where it is translated as strengthen. The word strengthen has come from the word stenos. You know, strength, a lot of people want to gain strength. They have whey protein. They want to do exercise in order to be able to get strength. They say, I'm a Complan boy, and the girl comes back and says, I'm a Complan girl. They try to show the muscles. And somebody comes and says, boost is the secret of my energy. And somebody else comes and says, our energy. What is this? They want to gain strength in order to be able to move on in their lives. And strength, the biblical way, is what we want to focus upon today. There was a man who felt very weak and was able to accomplish only a little in his life. Once, when he was sleeping at night in his cabin, he had a dream. The Lord told him he had a work for him to do and showed him a large rock in front of his cabin. The Lord explained that the man was to push against the rock with all his might. This man did day after day. For many years he toiled. From sun up to sundown, his shoulders set squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock, pushing with all his might. Each night the man returned to his cabin sore and worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Seeing that the man was showing signs of discouragement, Satan decided to enter into the picture, placing thoughts into the man's mind, such as, you have been pushing against that rock for a long time. It hasn't budged. Why kill yourself? You're never going to move it. Thus giving the man the impression that the task was impossible and that he was a failure. These thoughts discouraged and disheartened the man even more. Why kill myself over this, he thought. I'll just put in my time, giving just the minimum of effort, and that'll be good enough. And then he planned to do until one day he decided to make it a matter of prayer and take his troubled thoughts to the Lord. Lord, he said, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked. Yet, after all this time, I have not even budged this rock a half a millimeter. What is wrong? Why am I failing? To this, the Lord responded compassionately, my child, when long ago I asked you to serve me, you accepted. I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all your strength which you have done. Never once did I mention you that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push it. And now you have come to me, your strength spent, thinking that you have failed. But is this really so? Look at yourselves. Your arms are strong, muscled, your back sinewed and brown. Your hands are all used from constant pressure, and your legs have become massive and hard. Through opposition, you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you have used to have. Yet, you haven't moved the rock. But your calling was to be obedient, to push, and to exercise your faith, and trust in my wisdom. This you have done. I, my child, will now move the rock. I, my child, will now move the rock. All you're supposed to do is push against the rock to be able to get the strength. A lot of oppositions may be happening. This is a dream that this man had. But in reality, when we see, there are many things we try to strive and try to see the results in our life. But God is expecting us to just obey Him. The results are in His hands, my dear. All you and I need to do is to exercise our faith. And that exercising our faith is obeying His word, obeying to His calling, who has called us to His eternal glory. And He has made us to be able to tell that push against the circumstances in your life. Even if you don't see a millimeter move, you are gaining strength. In all the opposition, the friction, you are gaining strength. Just like the way in which this man has experienced, may we experience certain things in our life according to His word. It's the word of God that will strengthen us. I want us to read Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Verse 28. Please read, anyone, if you have opened it. Psalm 119, verse 28. Strengthen me according to your word. The Bible says in the Promise 2K18, it says, the Lord Himself, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory, after you have suffered a while, He will strengthen you. The sufferings that you are going through in your life,
There is nothing that we could do in order to be able to say, Lord, I'm going through these sufferings. What is it for me? The sufferings that we are going through in our lives is to strengthen us. He is the one who is strengthening us through the sufferings that we are going through in our life. And His word is the one which is helping us to recognize that the importance of the fact that the psalmist is saying, strengthen me according to your word. We were all without strength. We are all weak. And when during our weakness, something has happened in our lives. And I want us to read from Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, those of us who have a King James Version or a New King James Version, please read, or the English Standard Version as well. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. When we were still without strength, in the English Standard Version, it uses the word weak. Some of the translations uses the word helpless, but the right word that we can see here is without strength. Any other language, please? Romans 5, 6. Balahinulaga undaga, we were without strength. We need God to strengthen us, but we were without strength in our life. No spiritual aspect of a strength that will guide us in our life. While we were without strength, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus Christ has come into this world to die for you and I. Especially in this Lent season, we are remembering the passion of Christ. Why did He come? While we were still without strength. There is no strength within us in order to be able to claim eternal salvation. Eternal glory wouldn't come with our own strength. But God is the one who is strengthening us through various sufferings. But for that, He Himself came down into this world and died for us and for our sins. Remember that, my dear. If any of us sitting here hasn't recognized the fact that Christ came for you, for your sins, this is the time to be able to focus your attention upon it and say, Lord, when I was still a sinner, You have come into this world to die for me. You have come to die for the ungodly like me. You have shed Your precious blood on the cross of Calvary for the remission of my sins. You are the one who is strengthening me when I was without strength. You came down into this world to die for me in order to strengthen me. What a wonderful experience that is. And my desire and our desire is that each one of us sitting here and listening may be able to experience that strength from the Lord. And that has happened because Christ came into this world in order to give us that gift of eternal. He called us to His eternal glory in order to be able to strengthen us in our lives. The first thing that you and I can notice down, please note down, there are four things, full circle. We are going to go full circle today in terms of strength. And the first thing that you and I need to be able to understand is that He is the one who is strengthening our faith. To start with, probably the faith that we started off with was a simple saving faith with which we came into the presence of the Lord and said, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Being an ungodly person, as a sinful person, I come before Your presence. And that was a simple faith that we started with. But as we keep growing in our spiritual life, He's the one who is strengthening our faith, who is increasing our faith, not to let us go down in our faith. There's a person, an Old Testament character, about whom it is mentioned in the New Testament from the same book of Romans, chapter 4. Romans chapter 4 talks about a man, father of faith. His name is Abraham. And here, it talks about how he had faith in the God who had promised him. And this is related to the justification by faith in this particular chapter. But let's notice the way in which he was able to really recognize when God had promised. Verse 19, Romans chapter 4 and verse 19. Without becoming weak in faith, yet respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief. He grew strong in faith. he was strengthened in faith. If in any other translations that it uses, it says he was strengthened in faith. He did not waver in unbelief with the promise of God. Please continue, brother. Verse 21. That is the strength in the faith. God wants to increase our faith. He wants to strengthen our faith to the extent of giving such wonderful examples in the scriptures where when promise of God was given, he did not waver in unbelief. He did not doubt the ability of God. He was so strong in his faith that he, without becoming weak in faith in verse 19, and grew strong in faith in verse 20. And in verse 21, he was fully persuaded that which God had promised, he was able to perform. We have meditated upon this verse in the past, God is Able series, where Abraham was fully assured, or fully persuaded, that what God has promised, he is able to perform in his life. He grew strong in faith. You and I, God is expecting us to grow strong in our faith. And it is God, through his word, he will strengthen us. He will let us give his commandments to us. Just like that man, he had a dream. He was told to push against the rock. I don't know what kind of calling that you are giving. You are given in terms of working for him, serving him. Keep on working for him faithfully, and God will show you the results. It's not you doing the results, but you obeying God's word. Are we obeying God's word? Are we exercising our faith? Exercise. You know, when we exercise, we build our muscles. A lot of people go to the gym and try to do a lot of exercises. Why? In order to gain strength. God is expecting us to exercise our faith to the extent of being able to be strengthened in our faith. While we are here on this earth itself, he is strengthening us to the extent of completely perfecting us in strength. When at the end of our life, he's the one who is doing the work, but he's strengthening us in our faith to the extent of being able to say, you are suffering. The suffering that you are going through, the exercise is not easy. It is not simple that you lie down on your bed and keep doing like that and you gain your muscles. No. It takes effort. And God is enabling us to remind us that we need to exercise our faith while we are here on this earth, that we need to be strengthened. Yes, we go through weaknesses in our lives, no doubt about it. But our desire and prayer is that God would strengthen us through every circumstance in our lives. That yes, Lord, strengthen me. I'm pushing it, but it's not moving. You are the one who will move it. And that is how you and I need to be able to recognize the strength in our faith. The second thing that you can note down is strengthen your frame. What is this frame? Strengthen your faith. And strengthen your frame. So here we notice that Abraham, he grew strong in faith. He was strengthened in faith. God was strengthening him in faith. When he was being strengthened in faith, let us see what was going on in the life of his wife, Sarah. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11. As I read from the New King James Version, please listen to this. Hebrews 11, 11. By faith, again, faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. There was a promise given to this couple, Abraham and Sarah. They were going through difficult times in order to be able to know that God is the one who has promised. He is able to fulfill. He is able to perform. And what was Sarah doing? While Abraham was strengthening in faith, by faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. Sarah received strength to conceive. Able to conceive seed. And she bore a child. And she was past the age. The faith that she was having, the faith that Abraham was having, they were able to see that particular strength in their body also. In terms of being able to be strengthened in our bodies. Why? When we are working for the Lord while we are here on this earth, we are using our bodies in order to be able to move on in our life. When we are going for ministry, outreach ministry, what do? We take our bodies along, we go out, and we need strength in order to be able to reach out to various people, etc. So when we are strengthened in our faith, God gives strength to our body also to be able to move on. While we are here on this earth, we are going through sufferings in our life to the extent of being strengthened. And how are we being strengthened is not only in our faith, but also in our frame. How that faith is being exercised is reflected in our body in order to be able to say, Lord, you have answered my prayers. By faith, I can see the answer to my prayers. And in the case of Sarah, they were able to have the baby. They were able to give birth to Isaac. How? By faith, they were able to see the strength that they were able to see in their body. Yes, many times we say, yes, it is spiritual in order to be able to get strength. But God gives us strength in our physical as well in order to be able to do the work that he intended us to do. And that is what we see in Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Even in the work of the Lord as well, that God should give us strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He increases power or strength. He gives strength to the weary. Lord, I'm going through this trouble in my life. Strengthen me, Lord. Yes. Maybe you're going through some physical situation. Maybe you're going through some mental situation in your life. Lord, I'm so weak. I'm unable to have this situation over being overcome. Lord, I'm so weak that I tend to use my words so loosely. Lord, I'm not able to really get strength from you. How do you exercise your faith in your daily life? In your frame of mind, in your frame of body. Lord, give me strength not to go to that place. Give me strength to control myself. Give me strength to be able to do your work. I'm feeling so weak. I'm not able to get up in the morning and serve you. Give me strength. I want to serve in the house of the Lord. Give me strength. How can I be able to go to so-and-so place? Sometimes, you know, so many people started walking and going to various places, city after city, to be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. How did they do that? How were they able to get strength, physical strength they were able to get because of the strength that God was giving them as well. So here we see that he gives power or he gives strength to the weary. There's another great promise from Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. What does it say? It says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxiously looking about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. How are you able to see your faith in action? God is giving me strength to be able to prepare myself for the next chapter in my life. God has given me strength to be able to face the struggles in my life. Yes, they are practical. Lord, strengthen me, Lord, in the frame of your mind, in the frame of your body. How can I apply it is what we can understand here in terms of strengthening your frame. Lord, while I'm here on this earth, I'm going through sufferings in my life. I'm going through so much of suffering that I'm not able to move forward in my life. We're going to look at some examples as well later on as to how these are being practically being applicable in certain people's lives. Thirdly, that you can understand here is strengthen your family. Psalm chapter 78. Psalm chapter 78. While we are strengthened, we need to make sure, Lord, help me, Lord, as I am being strengthened in my faith, as I am strengthened in my frame, that I want to be strengthened in my family as well. Psalm chapter 78. And verse 1 onwards, I will read it. Please listen to this carefully. Listen, O my people, to my instruction. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, our fathers have told us. Verse 4, we will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should teach them to their children, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they should put their confidence in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. This is something that has to be passed along from generation to generation to generation. Lord, strengthen my family. How do I strengthen my family? How is God strengthening your family? Is by using you. By using you to strengthen your family. How do you do that? Verse 4, tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. You can share from the scriptures how God's strength with his mighty hand, how he brought the people out of the land of Egypt. Maybe you can share your own experience, how God has taken you out of the bondage of sin into his eternal glory. And how you have been going through difficult circumstances in your life, how God has answered those prayers. Through his strength, not by our strength, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit and his strength that I'm able to move on. You can share it. You can share the strength of the Lord, not your strength. Verse 4 says, and his strength and his wondrous works that he has done. For he established, and also it says that you should teach them to their children. Verse 5. Are we teaching our children? Are we teaching our children that my God is so strong? So my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's a Sunday school song. God is able to do it. When you go through difficult circumstances in your life, maybe a joblessness or some physical issue, some health issue, are your children able to know that you're depending on the Lord and his strength? Oh, my dad, oh, my mom, they fall down on their knees and pray unto the Lord when they are going through difficult times. I can see that. I know children who have grown up and said, yes, I have seen my dad on his knees praying for us, praying for the situation that is going on. My dear, we need to teach our children. We need to teach our children, and it is left to each one of us to be able to teach our children the strength of the Lord. And that is how God is going to use you to strengthen your family. And that is what it says in verse 6, that the generation to come might know, even the children yet to be born. Maybe you are not having children yet, but I think it is important to start praying about it. God is the one who is telling that you should prepare yourself for the next generation to come, that they may even know that the children yet to be born, that they may arise and tell them to their children, that they put their confidence in God. Lord, I want to have confidence in you. The strength is in you. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek, not the worldly treasures. The strength comes from you, Lord. Strengthen me, Lord, by your word. Strengthen me in faith. Strengthen me in my frame. Strengthen my family. And fourth and the final one that we can understand here is strengthen my fellowship. Strengthen my fellow brothers and sisters. God wants to use you to strengthen others as well. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 and verse 32. Luke chapter 22 and verse 32. Verse 31 and 32. It says, Simon. It's other name for Peter. The one who wrote 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verse 10. Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you, once you have turned again, strengthen your brethren. Strengthen your fellowship. God is allowing us to go through sufferings in our lives. When we go through different situations in our life, it says in verse 32, when you have turned again. Maybe we are going in the wrong direction right now. God wants to remind each one of us that God wants to strengthen every brother and sister in the fellowship. Maybe you are the one who needs to strengthen the fellow brother and sister. They may be going through difficult situations in their lives. God is the one who strengthens, but he might use you to strengthen others. That's what it says in verse 32. Strengthen your brothers. And that is how Paul also was doing it in Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. What did he do? Acts chapter 14 and verse 21. It says, after they had preached the gospel to that city and had made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. Verse 22, listen to this carefully. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith,
and saying, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God.
The sufferings that we are going through in this world is for the eternal glory. When you compare to the eternal glory, the tribulations that you are going through, the sufferings that you are going through in this world is very minimal. And that is how God is strengthening. God is reminding us that the tribulations, we go through tough times. When we serve the Lord, we go through tough times. That is what here he says, strengthening the souls of the disciples. The early church went through troubled times. But how did they stand strong? They were strengthening each other. They called each other. They were together. They were praying together. They were sharing together. They were sharing the word of God. They were being able to be bold enough to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. How can we apply that in today's life? Do we call each other over the week? Do we find out how we are doing? Or is it only Sunday? Hi, how are you? Done with it. I'll see you next Sunday. No, is that what it is? The fellowship is to be able to connect to each other. Call each other. If you have not had phone, telephone numbers, exchange the phone numbers with each other. Call them once in a while and say, how are you doing? I was just remembering you. I thought I just wanted to talk to you. Maybe that person may be going through difficult situations at that time when you called them. He said, thank you, brother. Thank you, sister, for calling me. I needed strength. And maybe you can make a small prayer over the phone as well, just to strengthen them. Peter was told by Jesus, after you have returned again, strengthen your brothers. And the same Peter, he wrote down, may the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory, after you suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I'm there to be with you, but it is God who's strengthening you through me. Why don't we spend time in being able to connect to each other, strengthen each other? Maybe there is some brother or sister who is weak. Weak in faith. Weak in the situations that they are going through in their lives. Connect to each other, my dear. And your connection, your contact with them, just visiting them or calling them, makes a difference in their lives. And our prayer is, whatever situation they may be going through, in faith, they may be going through tough times. In family, they may be going through tough times. In finances, they may be going through tough times. In their frame, in terms of their physical life, they may be going through tough times. But just you are connecting with them, calling them, and finding out how they're doing might make a great difference in their lives. That is what strengthening your fellowship is. There is one story that is mentioned in the Old Testament in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. One of my favorite stories that I will always refer to. I won't get tired looking back to this story, the story of Jehoshaphat. The story of Jehoshaphat. Take your time, my dear. I have meditated upon it. I have shared umpteen number of times. But it is always fresh in my heart. In my heart when I read this story from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm not going to read the entire story because that is another, that maybe another time we'll do that. But just want to give a summary of what was going on. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. He was ruling the nation and everything was going very well. He was able to really lead the people in the Lord and everything was going well. And suddenly, when everything was going smooth, suddenly he hears a message from his people. A few people have come and reported to Jehoshaphat in verse 2 that enemy attack has come. Enemy attack! And what did he do? He got afraid. The first thing that he did in verse 3 was he went to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast. And then what did he do in verse 4? He gathered together to seek help from the Lord. He called in everyone to come together. The fellowship. He knew that there is a strength that he needs in faith. There is a strength that he needs in his frame. He needed strength in the families and in the fellowship. And then what did he do? He prayed unto the Lord. He prayed unto the Lord. And when he was praying unto the Lord, he was remembering the strength and power of the Lord in the past. And he said, O God, in verse 6, are you not the ruler of all the nations? You have brought forth everything. And then in verse 12, O God, will you not judge these people? Notice this. Very carefully, verse 12. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless
before this great multitude who are coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Please read in any other language, verse 12, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20.
శక్తి చాలదు, బలం లేదు. ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు బి ఏబుల్ టు ఫేస్ దిస్ ఎనిమీ అటాక్స్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్.
Yes.
వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ టు డూ.
నీవే మాకు దిక్కు. ఆర్ ఐస్ ఆర్ అపాన్ యూ. ఓ మై టెల్ యూ, దిస్ వర్డ్స్ హ్యాస్ స్ట్రెంగ్థన్డ్ మీ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్.
ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ బై ఆర్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ దట్ వీ కెన్ ఫేస్ ద అటాక్స్ దట్ వీఆర్ కమింగ్ అక్రాస్. The attacks, the unseen forces of attacks that come into our lives, whether it is in the family or any other kind of situations you may be going through, the enemy attack is powerful, my dear. We, by our strength, we cannot.
We need God's strength. And for that, we need to come to ground zero.
Ground zero, simple. Lord, I don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. And that is what we notice here, that we should be able to experience this as a fellowship as well. When we go through troubled times, we need to ask the Lord to strengthen our faith. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, physically we cannot fight against this enemy. He was a powerful king during those times, just to let you know, Jehoshaphat. But what did he do? He came down to earth. He humbled himself in spite of his powerful army. He said, we don't know what to do. Our eyes are upon you. Our eyes are upon you. Wonderful statement. That is where you can depend on the strength of the Lord. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find in my troubles here. Yes, God is the one who can give strength in our troubled times. Every day is a struggle in our lives, my dear. The troubles start off right from the day we wake up in the morning. And all the troubles that we come across, only God can give us the strength to fight against that. And you know what has happened? They trusted in the Lord. And here in verse 13, it says, all Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children. The entire family was getting strengthened. The entire fellowship was getting strengthened. How? Because of the faith that they had. And they trusted in the Lord. When the king was trusting in the Lord, everyone was saying, yes, Lord, we believe in you. And that is how the entire nation was depending on the strength of the Lord. And as you read this remaining portion, wonderfully, the Lord caused confusion among the enemies themselves, and they destroyed themselves. Forget about these people trying to attack them. Nothing happened. They stood. And then it says in verse 17, notice this very carefully. There was a statement that was made. It says, you need not fight in this battle. Station yourself. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. You have to stand for it. You just can't sit down there. You need to prepare yourself. Just like that person was pushing it, he was doing it. P-U-S-H, pray until something happens, somebody said. P-U-S-H, yes, keep on praying. Trust in the Lord and he will do the move.
Savior, he can move the mountains, not you. He can move the mountains. The mountains of troubles that you may be going through in your life.
Paul the apostle went through tough times in his life.
And he could say that I can boast in my weakness so that the strength of God, the power of God may be displayed. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Wonderful. Wonderful example, not only of Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament, but also Paul the apostle in the New Testament. It says that he was going through some suffering in his life. A thorn in his flesh that he was going through in his life. Troubled times he was going through in his life. Verse 8, concerning this, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. Lord, let this thorn in the flesh be gone. He was praying. Verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
My grace is sufficient for you. The sufficient grace of God. The God of all grace. In the promise verse that we have, he is the God of all grace. He is the one who is perfecting us in our weakness so that we will be strengthened. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness so that the strength of Christ or the power of Christ may dwell in me. And towards the end of verse 10, he says, "For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." When I'm going through weaknesses in my life, I can see the strength that I can get from the Lord. And that is how you and I can proceed on in our lives. My dear brother and sister, there is a Daniel equivalent in the New Testament. I don't know if you have noticed that when you're reading through the scriptures. There is a Daniel equivalent in the New Testament. And that is mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 4. The second letter to Timothy chapter 4 and verse 17. Please read, anyone? Yes, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Who's saying this? Paul the apostle is saying it. Is it a real lion? Or is it a figurative lion? I don't know. It's not mentioned in the scriptures. It could be Emperor Nero, or it could be the lions in which when the Christians were persecuted, they were thrown into the den of lions. In the early church, that is how they were persecuted. They were thrown to the lions. Just like Daniel was thrown into the lion's den in the Old Testament, there was one equivalent to Daniel who went through troubled times in his life, that God delivered him from the mouth of the lion. The Satan is there devouring like a lion. But you know what it says in verse 17? Wonderful, wonderful promise that he was able to tell Timothy in this letter towards the end. He says, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." When the Lord stands with you, he will strengthen you. Maybe you are going through distress in your life. Maybe you are going through troubled times in your life. You know how God strengthens you? By standing with you, not sitting with you or anything. The Lord stood with me. I'm with you, my dear child. You are going through troubled times right now in your life. You don't know what the future holds. But remember one thing, that I am the one, after you suffer a while, I'm strengthening you. The Lord strengthened me so that through the proclamation of the gospel that is proclaimed, that all the Gentiles might hear. His focus was to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he was going through weakness in his life, maybe thorn in his flesh. He was going through tough times in his life, physical tough times probably. Mentally, he might be going through tough times. Whatever is the situation that he was going through in his life, he was able to say, "The Lord stood with me and strengthened me, even to the extent of delivering me from the mouth of the lion." What a wonderful God we have. What kind of lion's den are you in right now? What kind of lion's den are you in? What kind of troubles that the Satan is trying to pose upon you? God has promised to be with us, to stand with us for that matter. The Lord stood with me. May the Lord encourage each one of us in all these matters of being able to be strengthened in our lives. Whatever is the kind of weakness that you have, maybe a temptation, maybe some kind of a thing that you want to come out of it, but you're not able to come out of it. Maybe a loose mouth, or maybe a temptation that you are constantly yielding to and unable to come out of it. Or maybe some physical troubles that you are going through. An unknown future you may be going through in your lives. In all these situations, let me tell you, God is the one who can take care of your situations. John Stott shares the following story from 1958 when he was leading a university outreach in Sydney, Australia. Maybe you have heard about this person, John Stott. The day before the final meeting, Stott received word that his father had passed away. In addition to his grief, Stott was also starting to lose his voice. Here's how Stott described the final day of the outreach. This is how he said, "It was already late afternoon, within a few hours of the final meeting of the mission, so I did not feel that I could go back away at that time, last minute. I went to the great hall and asked a few students to gather around me. I asked one of them to read, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.' 2 Corinthians 12, 8 to 9.
A student read these verses, and then I asked him to lay hands on me and pray that those verses might be true in my own experience. When time came for me to give my address, I preached on the broad and narrow ways from Matthew chapter 7. I had to get within half an inch of a microphone, and I croaked the gospel like a raven. I couldn't exert my personality. I couldn't move. I couldn't use any inflections in my voice. I croaked the gospel in monotone. Then when the time came to give the invitation, there was an immediate response, larger than any other meeting during the mission, as students came flocking forward. I've been back to Australia about 10 times since 1958, and on every occasion, somebody has come to me and said, "Do you remember that final meeting in the university in the Great Hall?" "I jolly well do," I said. "Well," they say, "I was converted that night." Stott concludes, "The Holy Spirit takes our human words, spoken in great weakness and frailty, and he carries them with power to the mind, the heart, the conscience, and the will of the hearers in such a way that they see and believe." It is not human. It is not human's weaknesses, but the Holy Spirit of God can work in the hearts of each one of us. Don't look at the person, my dear. Look at the power of the Spirit of God and his word that can transform each one of us. In weakness, many people are sharing the gospel. But it is God who is giving the strength in order to be able to see the results of people coming to know Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. While we were still without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. May the Lord bless this word.